This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and our Skype username in a few moments, give you the chance to call in and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Of course, there's always stuff that we bring to the table here tonight, and the we includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us as well. Again, freetalklive.com is our website. That's where you can go to get interactive. So a little bit more, since, you know, obviously the France thing is still pretty hot. Apparently there's news from techworm.net that the PlayStation 4 was apparently used, allegedly, by some of the Paris attackers from IS for their communications. Forget voice over IP, Facebook Messenger, Google Chat, WhatsApp. The new communication device for terrorists is the PlayStation 4. Friday's gruesome attacks on ordinary Parisians has left not only 128 dead and scores injured, it has also left the world dazed at the ease with which the ISIS-affiliated attackers could strike into the heart of Paris, some 4,100 kilometers far from Syria, where they're based. Not only the attacks show the terrorists had advanced arms and munitions, but also high-level logistical support. And to coordinate such a mass terrorist effort needs a powerful communicating device, which is hidden from the authorities, monitoring their communications. From the primary reports, it seems IS terrorists have used one of the most popular gaming consoles in the world, Sony's PlayStation 4. While France and its partner countries search for accomplices of the terrorists who assisted by providing logistical support, a raid in nearby Brussels reportedly provided evidence that included at least one PlayStation 4 console. Now, I don't know if that's evidence that they were actually using the PlayStation 4 to communicate, but nonetheless, they claim that the IP-based voice systems are difficult to monitor compared to traditional forms of communication, such as mobile phones and computers.
Does that sound right to you?
Terrorists could send
messages. It sounds right to me.
Okay, and you would know.
It's just because it's obscure. They have a concept called security through obscurity.
Yeah.
It works until they know you're doing it. But then each little program is going to have its own protocol to talk to the server. And if you want to sniff on that from the outside, then you have to be able to reach inside their packets and pull and identify what is audio and pull it out. And it's not a trivial problem.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. I would agree with you there. It's definitely easier to monitor a PlayStation, or excuse me, not easier to monitor a PlayStation, easier to monitor a cell phone network, a traditional cell phone network, because then you just go to the cell phone provider and, you know, they put whatever they need to on the line to record all of the person's calls and in particular individual's calls. But in the world of voice over IP of these various internet audio protocols, there are so many of these different protocols all over the internet. It's not just PlayStation 4, but there are a lot. There's TeamSpeak, which is actually what the Liberty Radio Network uses as its sort of back end. So when you hear some of these shows on LRN.fm, like Scott Horton, for instance, he's actually connecting using a video game based, or what was originally created for video game communications. You've got, you know, people who want to communicate with one another during a game. They want real time, very low delay communications.
Right. They have to be able to inform people that they've been pwned.
Exactly, and talk S to one another as well. And so that's what these things do. Now, I don't know what level of encryption I don't know if PlayStation 4 is particularly secure, but maybe as you're saying, Rich, it's just sort of out of the way. It's not an obvious method of communicating, and so it'd be less likely to be monitored.
Yeah, phones and cell phones operate on a single network, so they're an obvious place to look for people having voice conversations. But each program that has voice chat capability built into it becomes another channel that would have to be specifically watched. And it would be a difficult thing to do, especially if they were encrypting the communications, which
right.
they may or may not do.
Yeah, I don't know if PlayStation 4 offers encryption, but there certainly are plenty of ways to do encryption as well. And so, obviously, if you're interested in doing violence as a potential terrorist, then you would be stupid to plan those things over the traditional cell phone networks. And if you take a little bit of extra precaution, you can actually encrypt your communications and make it near to impossible for them to be infiltrated and found out. Because they'd have to know to look for it in the first place amongst the zillions of different streams that are on the Internet. And then they'd have to be able to decrypt it, even if they knew to look for it in the first place. So, again, whether or not they're using PlayStation 4 here, I don't know. This almost sounds like an excuse by the government agents to play the play video games at work.
Well, this is what it was reminding me of. This is an old story about the NSA buying a bunch of consoles.
TJ the Spy was there for this. It's too bad he's not here tonight. He'll be, I think, with us on Friday night this week. But TJ's a former NSA agent. We brought him on the show for his first guest co-hosting last week, and I think he's coming back.
I don't know that he was an agent. Wasn't he an analyst?
Whatever. He worked for the NSA.
Yes.
So, I mean, anyone who works for the government, I consider them to be an agent of the state.
In that sense.
Yeah. So he was there for this when they actually did buy an Xbox or more than one Xbox and literally allowed their agents to play video games all day long on the premise that they were monitoring the networks there for terrorist chatter. It's so ridiculous, but also completely believable, like that some government manager would fall for this.
Well, apparently they failed, right? Like, they had the consoles. I'm sure they had a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, they did not find any.
Well, they didn't find these terrorists. These terrorists were doing this.
Well,
we're paying government agents
at that time.
We're paying government agents to play video games, and they can't find the terrorists on the video games.
Well, of course not, because there are probably thousands of games in any one given moment. I mean, if you just were to focus on one game, there are probably hundreds of open games at any moment in time, and then you factor in all the other games that are out there that one can play. There's literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of different games and different games within the game, right? So, like, if you play, what's a good one? I don't know, Doom. I'm old school, right? I was playing Doom in the 1990s. You play Doom, and then there's people playing in, different countries, and there's servers all around the globe. You can't possibly track this. It's not possible. So, I don't know if the fact that they found a PlayStation 4 indicates that the terrorists or the alleged terrorists were using it to communicate. It doesn't say they found a headset device with the PlayStation 4, and I highly doubt they were using a control pad on their PlayStation to type to one another, because that would be incredibly slow and clunky.
Yeah, and it's not even... Actually, the headset wouldn't be with the game necessarily. The place that I would expect to find the headsets is on the people who actually committed the attack, because they've got to be wearing those things if they're using them to communicate.
No, I think that I don't think they were suggesting, Rich, that this was being used during the live fire sort of mission. I think they were suggesting that the PlayStation 4 was used to communicate and to coordinate off, outside of the mission.
Okay.
To communicate in advance of the mission. Because obviously you wouldn't be able to carry around a PlayStation 4 with you if you wanted to talk to people.
Well, there are various things you could do. You could set them up in a van within range. But, yeah, the whole communications issue that they would have to have PlayStation 4s plugged in somewhere was the thing that did kind of make me go, oh, wow, that's a really weird way to design that operation.
This was making headlines last night, and I just feel like, someone's jumping to a conclusion here. I mean, look, just because someone who's a terrorist has a PlayStation 4 does not mean that they were using the PlayStation 4 to communicate with their terrorist buddies. It could just mean they wanted to play some video games.
Yeah, well, when I was selling weed, I definitely had some people sit in my house and play with video game consoles. I don't think any of them had PlayStation 4, but that does not imply that I used it for the communications for my business.
Right, right. You weren't selling weed over the PlayStation or whatever video game console that it was.
Yeah, it could well be that they're just trying to add another case for the export controls on that kind of device.
Or maybe they want the government to be even more, I guess, integrated with companies like Sony or Xbox. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and Edward Snowden's got some tips on how to keep your privacy. It's Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4,
oh no, I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And of course, if you're looking to keep your communications secret, Skype is a terrible idea. Skype is not a secure platform whatsoever, but it sounds pretty good, and you're on the radio with us, so you don't really need security.
What do you use for that if you wanted to do that?
Redphone is a pretty good one, from what I understand. Actually, it used to be called Redphone. I'm sorry, they changed the name of it. It is now Signal, and it's available for both Android and iOS devices. They rolled two privacy apps into one, so for a while we had talked about Text Secure and Redphone as two different options for people to use on their cell phones for extra security. Text Secure will provide you with encrypted text messaging. So you, even if you don't have data, this is one of the things where Text Secure, which is now called Signal, where Signal is very, very cool because, you know, if you've got your cell phone, there's sometimes when you don't have 3 or 4G. Where you just have a cell phone signal.
That is, it's 1X on my phone.
That's data, too. 3G, 1X, 4G, that's all data. There's different speed. There are different speeds, generations of data speeds there. So when you don't have any data, you still have a cell phone signal, but there's no little indicator of what the X is or the G is. So that's just a plain old phone signal. You can send text messages over that, but you can't download things. You can't surf the web. So sometimes you're in those circumstances. Signal sends encrypted text messages through the old cell phone signal kind of connection. So it does not need a data connection in order to send encrypted text messages. So every text message you send to someone else that has Signal is encrypted, which is pretty handy stuff. And, of course, it works over data networks as well. Redphone, you do need to have a data connection for, because you're sending encrypted voice audio. And so, I'm sorry, Redphone and TextSecure is what they used to be called. So they took those two apps, they rolled them into one app, and now it's called Signal. And I highly recommend, if anybody out there cares about securing your communications, Signal's one of the easiest ways to do it. And it's an open source program, as I understand it. Now, I'm not the programmer. Rich Paul is a programmer. But, you know, open source means you can go in, you can actually read the code, you can audit the software, and make sure that, oh, I don't know, the NSA doesn't have a backdoor, you know, some sort of way for them to monitor or crack into the Signal.
You definitely can do that with open source software, but in the case of an application that's running on your phone, you're downloading a compiled copy of from Google, and Google could be giving you an app that is not compiled from the source code that is released by the writer. So
that's an excellent point. And the writers themselves could also compile a backdoor into that particular version, but then release the code without the backdoor, so people would see.
Yeah, they definitely could. Now, hopefully somebody out there is decompiling this sort of thing and checking the code against the source code, but that would take a long time. It's a real pain to do.
To decompile a program?
To decompile it and then compare the output of a decompiled program doesn't look like well-written source code. It looks like source code written by a lunatic.
Okay.
So so then you have to figure out if it's doing the same stuff that the original source code did.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, so that's why I would recommend that anybody who really has serious, secure-style communications, stick with PGP. That's the best, in my opinion. That's what Edward Snowden has recommended in the past. PGP, he said that the NSA cannot crack into PGP, that this is the best way to secure your communications. It can be a bit of a pain compared to something like Signal. Signal's easy. You just install it, and as long as the other person has it, you're good to go. With PGP, there's a little bit of a learning curve involved. But if you really do want to have the best possible encryption, I think that PGP is probably the best option out there to ensure that you know, there's not somebody monitoring your communications. And so apparently this PlayStation 4 story, I was right to be skeptical of this, and I was given a heads up by SciFaze Online that apparently, according to TheVerge.com, all morning, outlets from the Today Show to Forbes have been sharing a new angle on the brutal attacks that struck Paris on Friday. Could they have been planned on a PlayStation 4? At a conference, Belgian Federal Interior Minister Jen Jambon described ISIS's preference for the platform, and many outlets described a PlayStation 4 being found at the apartment of one of the attackers, which was enough for the story to spread across dozens of websites. There's only one problem. The interview took place 3 days before the Paris attacks. The Forbes reporter who championed the PlayStation connection, including new details about a PlayStation 4 being found at the attacker's apartment, has now admitted to Kotaku that he got the story wrong, entirely inventing the discovery of the console at the attacker's apartment. Well, that's a little different than getting a story wrong. If you invent something, that's like just making things up. That's not getting the story wrong. That's falsifying information. That's lying.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's amazing that people make a big deal about plagiarism, but then soft-pedal that to that extent, because that's a complete failure of journalistic integrity.
That leaves us with no evidence linking the PlayStation 4 or Sony networks to the Paris attacks. There is some precedent for Jambon's claims. In Austria last year, a 14-year-old boy was arrested after downloading bomb-making plans onto his PlayStation.
Is that bong making?
Bomb, B-O-M-B.
Bomb, okay.
It's probably not illegal to have bong making plans.
Can we say bomb on the air?
Well, you just did, and yes, I think you can.
As long as it's not being broadcast where the TSA are.
So apparently he made contact.
I am drinking out of a water bottle, and I know that makes them very angry, though.
He apparently, well, you can actually bring the water bottle in if it's empty.
It's true. You can have the bottle, water bottle. If they just really what they want you to do is they're going to send you off to that get those $4 bottles of water at the little newsstand there that has that pays the exclusive rates at the airport.
That's what they want you to
Malls do. Malls have died, but airports, since they have you locked in, they're thriving.
So apparently, this young man, the 14-year-old in Austria, did make contact with ISIS sympathizers online and then downloaded those bomb-making plans, but the download wasn't secret, and he didn't get away with it. In May, he was sentenced to 2 years in jail in Austria for that. It's remarkable, though, how false information can spread in the wake of a tragedy. After a full news cycle, tens of thousands of people have now been informed of the PlayStation 4's possible role in the Paris attacks, a connection that has little to no basis in fact. So, sorry about that. Apparently that story may have been full of misinformation. And we were a victim of it, as was many other media outlets.
You were skeptical of it immediately.
I was skeptical. Well, I was skeptical of the idea that they were. I don't find it unbelievable that a terrorist would have a PlayStation 4. A lot of people have PlayStations. I mean, it's a very popular game system, so I believe that. But whether or not they're actually, that's the official method for terrorists to communicate, I found that to be pretty unbelievable.
I was underwhelmed by the evidence presented.
Didn't,
there was one.
Didn't they mention a specific game, though?
No, they did not.
Okay.
Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. At least if they're using the PlayStation 4, I sure hope, as far as if you're using a PlayStation 4 for communications and you need secrecy, it's probably not the best plan. PGP, that's a good way to do it. But what does Edward Snowden recommend? We'll share that with you. It's Free Talk Live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Rich, Paul.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They're all completely free. You get to go there, create the content on site, and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. So go there, freetalklive.com. Now, if you're getting on the internet, we were talking about some security measures that you could possibly use. ProXPN is a darn good one. You go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off their regular monthly price when you get their annual account. And what they provide you is a virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. So your ISP won't know what you're doing online anymore, and that means they can't turn that information over to other companies or the government to mine the data for
internet service provider. That's the
I'm
people,
sorry, yeah,
the
I didn't
give you
spell that out.
Internet. Yeah.
Thank you. ISP is internet service provider. So you keep your current ISP. You don't have to change that. You just add ProXPN on top of it, and they give you a layer of encryption that you never had before. It's good for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's also Linux support. And ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. That's super important because a lot of these virtual private networks that compete with ProXPN, they do keep logs. Some ProXPN doesn't do that. And you can go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right with a 50% off discount. Let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, and then Edward Snowden weighing in on how to reclaim your privacy. First up, though, it's Robert listening in Shreveport. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello. Yes, sir. I was just wondering about the AMP program because I was just listening to your podcast today, the extended one you did.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Is there anybody I could email to ask a few questions?
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. You can email Ian at freetalklive.com, or if the questions are of a less technical nature, if you're looking for technical support, that's more for an off-the-air thing, but general questions about the AMP program, we can field those right here.
Okay, well, basically, I was just wondering, y'all said something about $5 a month. That would be okay as far as the AMP program goes?
That's all we ask for, yeah. So that would be super. It wouldn't just be okay. It'd be awesome if somebody were to give us $5 per month. If you were to go to amp.freetalklive.com and send that our way, you can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And of course, we give you some perks too, like access to the AMP Only Facebook group and the AMP Only podcast and more. So yes, that would be awesome if you would do that.
Okay, good deal. Well, I'll do it Friday when I get paid. Thank you.
Sounds
so
great.
Much.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Makes a big difference for us when listeners can directly support the show because that $5 a month allows us to more effectively market Free Talk Live to new radio stations. And thereby, when we get on new stations, that means new people are coming across the ideas of freedom, which they otherwise wouldn't hear likely on their talk radio stations. I mean, if they're typical talk stations, they probably are loaded up with conservative or in some cases liberal shows that have no love for liberty whatsoever. So if you care about freedom, supporting Free Talk Live for $5 a month is an easy thing to do at amp.freetalklive.com.
Or you can support me directly at patreon.com/FriarRich.
Friar Rich?
Friar Rich.
At Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com?
Patreon.com, and that just charges $1 for each show that I actually appear on.
I think that's a cool idea. I've heard a lot of good things about it, so you've stuck with it. It seems like it's working out for you.
Yeah, it's not a huge income source,
but it wasn't there before. Right?
But yeah. It's definitely nice, and I really appreciate the people that have done it, and then hopefully I'll gather a following over time.
Let's go to Greg. He's in New Hampshire on Skype. Greg, you got to turn down your speakers in the background. We can hear ourselves repeating, which is going to drive me and anyone listening absolutely insane. Greg, are you with us?
Some of us don't have far to go.
I think he put his headphones down or something like that. We'll check back with Greg. He's definitely there. He's just not on with us.
Greg.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, and also Skype username lrn.fm. Micah Lee reporting at TheIntercept.com. You may recall The Intercept being the new site where Glenn Greenwald has moved over to. Let's see here. He says, last month I met Edward Snowden in a hotel in central Moscow, just blocks away from Red Square. It was the first time we'd met in person. He first emailed me nearly 2 years earlier, and we eventually created an encrypted channel to journalist Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald, to whom Snowden would disclose overreaching mass surveillance by the National Security Agency and their British equivalent, the GCHQ. So for those of you who don't recall, that was in summer of 2013 when Edward Snowden's revelations were cracked publicly. And
it's only been 2 years, a little over 2 years.
Yeah, maybe 2 years. This time around, Snowden's anonymity was gone. The world knew who he was, much of what he'd leaked, and that he'd been living in exile in Moscow, where he's been stranded ever since the State Department canceled his passport while he was en route to Latin America. His situation was more stable, the threats against him a bit easier to predict.
Stranded, I mean, I'm sure that, I don't know, I mean, going to Latin America, probably, you know, that's what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Hong Kong, but then he
for
was trying to go from Hong Kong to Latin America. The stopover was in Moscow, stuck in Moscow. Now, he was definitely stranded at the airport for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He must have been just sleeping on benches or whatever he was doing there at the airport. But that is stranded. Living in Moscow, one of the biggest cities on Earth, not exactly stranded, and Russia is geographically the largest country on Earth. I mean, it just... Yeah. I hesitate to call him a prisoner, you know what I mean? Stranded and prisoner, these terms seem over the top.
Well, I mean, if you can't go somewhere that you want to go...
I can't go to the moon.
Yeah.
I'm not a prisoner.
Well, but you have the means to travel to other countries.
I can't go to Canada. Am I a prisoner? Like, I have the whole globe, and I can't
you
travel
can leave
to
the United States,
Canada
though.
And the rest of the solar system.
You can leave
not
the
a prisoner.
But you can leave the United States. And they didn't call him a prisoner here. They just said
they
it was stranded.
Use that terminology. But I wouldn't, I just don't, you know, being a
when
person.
When you get dropped
cannot...
off, if a grandmother picks you up in an Uber cab and then the police pull her over and then they kick you out of the car, you're stranded, even though you can go somewhere else on foot.
Sure, that affects...
At what point does the stranding end? Are you technically unstranded when you reach familiar territory or when you reach your destination?
Right, wherever he went in South America, likely he would be stuck in that much smaller plot of land.
Could be.
I'd be willing to wager that South America is smaller than the country of Russia.
Now, you're right.
Admittedly, much of Russia is pretty inhospitable, but, you know, I mean, if you're a big hiker, maybe you'll love it. I don't know.
So, anyway, his...
I'd like to hike some of it.
His situation was more stable, the threats against him a bit easier to predict. So I approached my 2015 Snowden meeting with less paranoia than was warranted in 2013, and with a little more attention to physical security, since this time our communications would not be confined to the Internet. Our first meeting would be in the hotel lobby, and I arrived with all my important electronic gear in tow. I'd powered down my smartphone and placed it in a Faraday bag designed to block all radio emissions. This, in turn, was tucked inside my backpack next to my laptop, which I configured and hardened specifically for traveling to Russia. Also powered off. Both electronic devices stored their data in encrypted form, but disk encryption isn't perfect, and leaving these in my hotel room seemed like an invitation to tampering. Most of the lobby seats were taken by well-dressed Russians sipping cocktails. I planted myself on an empty couch, off in a nook hidden from most of the action, and from the only security camera that I could spot. Snowden had told me I'd have to wait a while before he met me, and for a moment I wondered if I was being watched. A bearded man wearing glasses and a trench coat stood a few feet from me, apparently doing nothing aside from staring at a stained glass window. Later, he shifted from one side of my couch to the other, walking away just after I made eye contact. Eventually, Snowden appeared, and we'll tell you more about this meeting with the mystery man here in moments. You can join us as well. Your tips for privacy, because Snowden's got some ideas. 855-453, and he'll share those. 855-450-3733. You can join us here, also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. 855-453. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. Hopefully we'll hear from some of the folks at the Free Uber Rally happening tonight. And I know, Rich, you and I probably would have loved to have been there for it.
Yeah, that's true.
There are a bunch of liberty activists who are converging on the Portsmouth, New Hampshire City Council meeting as we speak, in the hopes that the City Council will, I guess, reduce the regulations. I don't think they're expected to roll them back completely, but there's a proposal to maybe reduce the regulations on Uber that might actually make it so they can operate legally in town. I wouldn't get my hopes up that they're going to do this, but the activists are there to try to persuade them with a sign-holding event, I imagine, and then they'll be speaking to the City Council at some point during their meeting. So Daryl, our very own Daryl W. Perry, is out there on the scene, and I have asked him to, if he gets a chance, because I'm sure there'll be a lot, there's a lot going on out there, but to give us an update. So hopefully we'll hear from somebody out that way at some point during the program here tonight. Meanwhile, we'll continue with Edward Snowden and his recommendations for what to do to protect your privacy, things that anybody can do. We'll get into that here, and I also want to let you know about Nuts.com. We have been munching away on various delicious treats from Nuts.com here in the studio tonight. I'm sad to say that we're reaching the end of our 5-pound bag of the Nuts.com chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah, those things rock.
Yeah, and I'm actually happy we made it for an entire week on 5 pounds of them. We've been sharing them with all the co-hosts that come in here. They are awesome.
The chocolate and caramel pecans, the what we call turtles at my house when I was growing up. Those didn't last long at all.
Nope, those are very, very fancy.
They're gone.
We've got the organic trail mix, which is excellent. And there's so many different choices over at nuts.com. They are more than just nuts. Over 3,000 healthy snacks, including dried fruit, sweet treats, as well as even cooking and baking goods, including almond flour, chia seeds, spices, grains, and any powder you want to throw in your smoothie. They've got sugar and gluten-free items, as well as coffee and teas. But, of course, nuts is what they made their business on. And, in fact, they've been around for a long time, since 1929. It's a family-owned business, and they have prided themselves on delivering the best in nuts and dried fruit that you'll find anywhere. It's only the freshest products from the best suppliers in the world. It's a super easy-to-use site. Go there, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and you get a special offer because you're a Free Talk Live listener. What you do is you click the microphone on the front page, type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you, as a new customer, if you're a new customer, will get 4 free samples, which allow you to choose from over 50 options with your first purchase. So, awesome. You get what you want, and then try a few new things over there at nuts.com. It's a $15 value, those 4 free samples. Use code FTL, click the mic to get to the code entry. It's nuts.com, and we've been really enjoying their products here in the studio. The packaging's great. The product is excellent quality.
Yeah, they're high quality, and I love them.
Nuts.com, code FTL. Let's go to Greg. We're trying him again here. He's got headphones on now, so hopefully the audio issues are solved. Greg, go ahead.
Oh, yes, headphones for Skype.
Sounds
great. Am I coming through?
Yes, go for it.
Oh, awesome. It's like I'm there in the studio. Okay, I just wanted to talk about the CONCON, the Constitutional Convention. I think it's kind of a misnomer as far as I think it's more of an amendments proposing convention, and I think that's important because when you say CONCON, you're thinking, oh, well, that's a big overhaul. We're going to throw out the old and come in with the new. But in the actual Article 5, it says call a convention for proposing amendments. So there's going to be various amendments that come out of this, and you can choose the amendments case-by-case basis. Also, there's an argument that the amendments should be according to the purpose of the legislators wanted for calling the convention. And in this case, a balanced budget convention is being called. So there's some legal argument that you have to only propose amendments within that range there. So,
Is there anything to that argument, though? I mean, it would seem to me that once the Constitutional Convention is called, it's open season for anybody to propose anything.
Yes, but they still, these proposed amendments, it used to be only Congress up to this point has only proposed the amendments that have been ratified up to this point. This section of Article 5 has never really successfully been used where the states activate creating a proposal. So the problem is you can't even propose things without going through Congress. So all this does is open it up to the states to propose things, and then the states have to ratify what's been proposed afterwards. So there's two cycles to it. It's just a new way to propose, basically.
So, I mean, is there any actual chance this is going to happen? I mean, we had a guy call in the other night. He's in federal prison. He's filed a lawsuit to try to force some sort of constitutional convention to move forward or to somehow punish Congress for not moving forward. He says 49 of the 50 states have actually put in the necessary request to start one of these constitutional conventions. What do you know about that?
Oh yeah, that was I believe Gary. I was listening yesterday, and he had a great point. And in fact, there's a website that I think kind of covers some of this. It's called Friends of the Article 5 Convention, FOAVC.org, and it kind of goes through what I believe is the true state of the convention, of what it's all about, and. It's balanced budget convention that's being called. The 49 states specifically called for a balanced budget convention when they passed this call. So legally, the thought
hasn't it
is
been
that
over. I'm sorry to interrupt, but hasn't it been over a period of decades where each of these states have sort of thrown in for this? It wasn't that they all did it at once, was it?
Oh yeah, there's some the craziest example of this is everybody knows there's 10 Bill of Rights, right? Well, no, actually 12 were proposed, and actually 11 have been passed. And the 11th one took forever, and it was like the limiting of salaries, Congress raising their salaries until the next session, whichever minute that was. I got to look it up. It's like 20-something. That was like, I think, 1990-something that got passed, and it was the original 12 Bill of Rights proposals.
So it was from 1789.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that took a ways to get through.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it only passed in the 90s. So there's
good examples. Why did that pass in the 90s? They didn't have a constitutional convention back then, did they?
Well, it was originally proposed, and the 12 original proposals in the Bill of Rights, only 10 got passed, but that doesn't mean that the other two expired. There's no expiration.
So they don't get taken off the table. They just sit there, and then what, the states have to vote on it, and they can vote over hundreds of years?
Yes, and finally got the two-thirds, I believe. I got to look that up.
Wow. Yeah. What a system, huh?
Wow. So what's the other right that for which we have not yet paid the bill?
The other right?
The other unratified plank of the Bill of Rights.
Oh, that one is super interesting. In fact, I find it more interesting than this Article 5. It has to do with the proportion per capita representation for your Congress critters, as I like to call them. So there's this website, I believe it's called 30,000.org or something like that, and it goes over basically, 425 Congress critters, if I remember right.
435, I think.
In the House? 35, right. And that number has stopped growing in about kind of 1940s-ish.
Okay.
And it used to grow according to population, and it's allowed to. And Congress can set it. This is the irony. They can set, how many members of Congress in this very states, but they've decided not to raise this, and the first proposed Bill of Rights out of the 12 was to lock in a ratio.
Mm. Well, yeah, the ratio, is, I mean, you know, that makes some more sense because let's say the population of the United States doubles in 20 years, 600 million people. Well, if you have the same amount of representatives, 435, then that means, and these representatives are intended to represent the people, that means they represent me, an individual, half as much as they did before. Not to say that they actually represent me, because they certainly don't, but I'm just saying that...
And half of zero is carry the zero.
Zero.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the call and the info tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad we got the connection working there. Skype username
still working. It's working
fine.
That's
weird. I hit the hang-up button there. Maybe that's not him. Oh, I see what that is. That was actually the live feed from Portsmouth, the free Uber Portsmouth. Daryl W. Perry streaming the city council meeting live. I thought Greg was
in. Underneath it the whole time.
Yeah, I thought that was Greg's background audio. So, there's a city council meeting going on about the Uber crackdown that's been happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We'll definitely talk more about that because the grandma who was the first person to be ticketed for being an Uber driver with a $500 ticket, she's been ticketed again.
Mm.
They got her again. She did not stop driving for Uber. Now she's facing a $1,000 ticket over this.
Is this creating points on her license?
I don't know about that. I doubt it would because it's a city ordinance. It's not traffic law. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about the Uber crackdown, and Edward Snowden's got some tips for you on how to keep yourself private out there in the world, on the internet, etc. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.